If you thought last week was bad for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, consider how this week is starting. He's under fresh criticism from members of his own party to explain conflicting stories about why he decided to fire 8 U.S. attorneys. And his former chief of staff, who's at the center of this scandal, is scheduled to testify under oath on Thursday, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
You wouldn't think it from hearing the tape, but these guys are all Republicans.
The attorney general has been wounded because of his performance, not because of politics.
You cannot have the nation's chief law enforcement officer with a cloud hanging over his credibility.
We have to have an attorney general who is candid, truthful. And if we find he has not been candid and truthful, that's a very compelling reason for him not to stay on.
Those were Senators Lindsey Graham on CBS, Chuck Hagel on ABC, and Arlen Specter on NBC, all swinging at Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez just one day after the leader of their party said,
"I strongly support the Attorney General in this decision."
That would be the decision to fire 8 U.S. attorneys. Critics have linked at least some of the firings to corruption investigations and other political hot buttons. That idea has thrived in part because of contradictory explanations coming from Justice, including statements from the Attorney General himself. As Senator Graham put it,
he has said some things that just don't add up.
For example, Gonzalez told reporters a couple of weeks ago,
"I never saw documents. We never had a discussion about where things stood."
But then on Friday, the Justice Department released a calendar entry showing that on November 27th, Gonzalez met with other top Justice Department officials to discuss the firings. Justice Department spokespeople have said there's no contradiction there. Spokeswoman Tasia Scalinas told reporters, "He tasked his chief of staff to carry this plan forward. He did not participate in the selection of the U.S. attorneys to be fired. He did sign off on the final list." That chief of staff was Kyle Sampson, who resigned over this scandal. Some Democrats have described him as the fall guy. He's scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill this Thursday. Senators are bound to ask how much his old boss knew about the firings, and his answers could have a profound impact on the attorney general's fate. Although Sampson will swear to tell the truth before he testifies, it's still unclear whether White House officials will do the same. They've offered to do private interviews with no oath or transcript. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy told CBS's Face the Nation,
"That's a non-starter. I want them in the open, under oath, publicly, where both Republican senators and Democratic senators can ask questions."
The committee's ranking Republican, Senator Specter, said he would also like the hearings to be public, and he agrees with Leahy about the transcripts.
"If you don't have a transcript, senators are going to walk out and in good faith have different versions as to what occurred."
Specter said he recently spoke with the top White House lawyer, Fred Fielding, and based on that conversation, Specter believes an agreement can be reached. And while all of this unfolds, the Attorney General is on a national tour to meet with U.S. attorneys and to promote a program called Project Safe Childhood. Today, he's in Denver, Colorado. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.